at GCN.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We are doing the Saturday night edition. That means we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we do this six nights a week. So if you're not here, if your local station is carrying this particular show, but they don't carry the weeknight show, you can get it for free online at freetalklive.com. So be sure you can go and check us out there. We got archives. The last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, are there for free. Right there on the front page. There's no membership fee, none of that stuff. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And then, as always, we'll talk about anything, whether it be a political issue or maybe even a personal problem. Whatever's on your mind goes, if you make the call, 800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So we got all kinds of good stuff to talk about tonight, interesting stories. And coming up, we're going to tell you about how Americans are twice as dependent today than they were back in the 1980s on government handouts. But first, man, what you got something about dogs and the Animal Liberation Front.
Yeah. It never ceases to amaze me just how silly these organizations are. Now, I'm not saying that there shouldn't be organizations for the, better treatment of animals. I don't want to use ethical because that would, endorse a particular group.
Mm-hmm.
But, some of them just go too far.
Yeah.
Okay, animal rights activists have stolen six dogs from a Massey University farm. Now, this is in New Zealand.
Okay,
but you kind of have to scour the globe for these animal stories.
I see.
They don't all just happen in America.
Right.
So some of which are carrying a fatal genetic disease also found in humans. The dogs, a mother and five puppies, were sent to Massey by a farmer reluctant to have them put down. Instead, he hoped Massey's veterinarian school could find a cure for the disease, which attacks the nervous system, killing animals and young children. Massey veterinarians had hoped that because of the genetic similarities, if they found a cure for the dogs, they would also be able to save children.
Sure.
In this respect, they were working with the Annandale Women's and Children's Hospital. The disease, oh my God, mucopolysaccharidosis.
Sounds real bad.
Specifically targets the brain. Without expert treatment, the infected dogs will waste away and die fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the mother... is a carrier of this disease. She's
right.
Like a, she has a latent recessive gene, whereas some of the puppies, not all of them, have the full-blown mucopolysaccharidosis.
Got it.
Yeah.
So this university was given these dogs in hopes that they could find, some sort of a solution.
A cure for the dogs.
If not for the dogs.
For humans.
Right, if not for the dogs, but down the line for some other dogs and other humans in the future.
By a nice farmer who didn't want to have them put down.
Right.
Hmm. Nice story so far.
So the ALF got hold of this information, and then what'd they do?
Well, the activists apparently broke into the veterinarian clinic at the university, and, they stole the dogs. And...
oh, they're so brave.
Yeah, they took the dogs. Now they and they destroyed a bunch of records that they called breeding records.
Jeez.
In fact, they were just medical treatment records for the dogs. So, in fact, whatever benefit that they had gotten so far from treating these dogs has now been destroyed by these idiots. These
amazing
dolts. So the police are claiming that they're going to catch them. Anyway,
whatever.
We have six dogs from lifetimes of abuse in the hands of so-called scientists. That's what the folks are claiming. But in fact,
wait, the ALF is
yeah, the
they've
ALF
got a press release out on this.
Yes, but in fact the farmer says no, not so. I gave them so that they could be
They were gonna die.
Yeah, that's so they could be treated. And the ALF is claiming that there were vivisections, which is live, cutting up the animal while it's alive to. Uh-huh. See what goes on with it, I guess,
right.
Being prepared to be done on these animals, whereas the university says, we don't do that here.
Wow.
Just not done here.
Just crazy allegations.
Just nuts.
Yeah.
Whack jobs, breaking in, saving animals. Why don't they stop?
So frustrating. We were talking about these idiot socialists last night, these guys that go into, clothing stores, and they get all dressed up, and they have these giant forks. Yeah, they call themselves Yo Mungo, which is Spanish slang for I steal.
Yes.
And they have these giant forks and these just stupid stuff. They go in and they push around products on the shelves, and they make a big show of themselves, and they come in and they literally steal products from the shelves, and they call it liberating them.
Yeah. Well, the products can't be free. They can't be liberated because, well, they're not alive. Only human beings can be free.
Well, in this case, you've got a similar group of whack jobs calling themselves the Animal Liberation Front. And so it's basically a group of terrorists, if you ask me.
They're not really causing wholesale destruction.
Yeah, that's true. They're not trying to terrorize the populace in general, but they are definitely destroying things. They are definitely doing things that are violent and threatening and frightening, and they're breaking and entering and destroying property and stealing. And then they have the gall to put out a press release about it. You know, talking about why they did what they did and why they're so great and they're looking out for these poor animals. What's going to happen to these dogs now? Where are they?
Well,
does anybody know?
The puppies that are infected are going to die if they don't, you know.
Well, they're in the hands of their captors, right?
Certain demise is used. if they're not returned to the university, the chances are good the puppies are going to die anyway. Let's be clear. They have a incurable disease. But the possibility exists that they could find a cure for the puppies. And then, consequently, find a cure for the disease in humans.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not going to happen while this mom and five puppies is, in the hands of some animal liberation nut jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, you know that these
guys... At the very least, the farmer wants his dog back. He's like, hey, amazing. I'm supposed to get the dog back.
It is just amazing to me. And, by the way, we've seen evidence, and I think that was Penn & Teller's BS. They did an entire show on PETA. Now, I don't remember if it was PETA that was exactly quite lined, kind of tied in to the Animal Liberation Front, but PETA's known to, I mean, documented proof. There's documented proof that PETA takes some of the money that they get from their members and they funnel it to violent people like this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think everybody, I feel like everybody believes that.
All in the name of saving the animals.
I can't understand why they still exist.
Well, because they're an underground group of destructive people. I mean, they're probably hard to get hard to get in touch with them.
People are giving millions to this organization every year.
The Animal Liberation Front, really?
Well, PETA.
Oh, PETA. Right, and I'm sure some of it trickles down to the ALF. And it's just disgusting. If you're for what these people do, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. If you like what the Animal Liberation Front does, and again, we haven't heard much about them doing anything in recent times, but maybe we just haven't been looking in the right place.
Well,
maybe we should put them on our prep list that we can go and go and check and see what they're up to.
It seems to me animal testing should be done in with a certain amount of control. But,
mm-hmm. If you don't like the way the animals are being treated, boycott the companies or the universities or whoever it is that's mistreating them. That's the correct way to approach a problem, is to boycott and spread the word about somebody that's doing the wrong thing in your mind. And then let everybody else make their own decisions. Let's go to the phones to the fun to Kayleen in Massachusetts. Kayleen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mel.
Hello, you sexy duo.
Well, what's happening? Hey there.
You know, it's ironic because today I plan to call you tonight about this certain subject, and it happens that you're talking about animals. And
wow.
I was going to call you about ducks.
That's amazingly coincidental, Kim. What's on your mind?
Well, on Free Talk Live, you can talk about anything you want, so let's talk about ducks.
Well, actually, it's not about ducks. It's about Plymouth, Massachusetts. I'm sure you've heard of that. You've read your history books, right?
Sure.
The birthplace of the United States, right?
They got the big rock there.
Yeah. Well, there happens to be a very beautiful park running right in the middle of a small town of Plymouth, Mass. And there's a stream running through it that they call Old Town Brook.
And are there ducks in the stream?
And there are lots of ducks in there.
And are they being threatened by someone?
And there's a beautiful park.
Kayleen, hang on. I think that the ducks are in trouble, right? Is that what's going to happen?
No.
Okay, we'll find out, Kayleen. I'm interested in knowing. You're going to have to hang on, though. 800-259-9231. We'll find out about the ducks coming up. Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Whether it be political or personal, anything goes. 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to actually have a photograph taken of themselves, holding up some sort of signage that proves they listen to the show. In fact, we keep adding new ones every week. I'm going to be putting up at least two more ladies over the weekend on the Shrine of Female Listeners. So if you're signed up for our updates, you'll be getting notification of that. And you can sign up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. And like everything else at freetalklive.com, the Shrine is totally free. So we're talking about the so-called Animal Liberation Front, this group of maniacs that goes around and just they don't care whatsoever about private property. They'll break into your house or your place of business and steal any animals that are there. And actually, we had Kayleen checking in with us from Massachusetts. Kayleen, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. And you were going to tell us about ducks, Kayleen.
Yeah.
What's going on with ducks?
Okay. My husband and I visit Plymouth, Mass. frequently, and there's this, as I said, there's this beautiful park there with Old Town Brook running through it. And there are signs there. I know you guys think you've heard all. There are signs there that says that say, do not feed the ducks.
Mm-hmm.
$10 fine for feeding the ducks.
Hmm.
Because this makes the ducks dependent upon human feeding.
I've
and how will they ever survive? Well, you know what? I've been feeding wild animals all of my life. Somehow they've survived. I just think it's so.
Now, how do you know? How do you know they've survived? How do you know they didn't go off and die somewhere?
Because I lived in several small towns all of my life. I've fed swans. I've fed ducks. I've fed squirrels. I've fed rats. I've fed all sorts of wild animals,
mm-hmm.
and somehow they seem to survive. So why is it that the town of Plymouth says you get a $10 fine if you feed the ducks?
Because Plymouth's kind of strange anyway. You know, it's very silly. And the fact is, humans aren't going to go away in Plymouth.
Right.
So if the ducks want to stick around and get bread.
It's a tourist town.
What's that?
It's a tourist town.
Yeah.
People visit there summer, winter, spring, fall.
The ducks know how to get the food out of the people,
right.
too. They'll follow them around and go, wank, 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 wank.
Yeah, right.
It's insane.
They will get the food.
My point is that it's a stupid law in a little town where it's a, you know, ducks survive with human feeding.
Now around
here, all sorts of animals survive with human feeding.
Now, Kayleen, here in Florida, we've got seagulls all over the place, especially.
Oh, we have those here too.
Right.
Somehow they survive with human feeding.
Well, now one of the reasons that they say you're not supposed to feed seagulls is because they get aggressive.
They bother
people.
The crap out of other people too.
Yeah. Then if they're used to getting food from people, then they'll come down and start pecking at you to try and get food from
them. You know something? They do that even if you don't feed them.
What? Really? How do you know
yeah.
that? Are you an animal expert?
I'm not an animal expert, but I've visited the beach several times.
You've had seagulls
peck
you?
That's because
peck you, but they'll go for your food.
Yeah.
Well, of course they're going to go for your food, but what we're saying is, I don't know if it's an old wives' tale or if it's really happened, but if people
yeah.
are constantly feeding the seagulls, then when they spot a human, they'll come in and pester them,
even
if they don't have food.
Oh, it's true.
That's bull.
You're saying it's bull, man. What you're saying, it's true.
No, they'll come after you. They'll bother you for food. They'll hang out.
Right.
Not all of them. They won't flock like they will if you start throwing Cheetos in the air. That's when they really come around.
Yeah. Personally, it doesn't. I don't really care either.
And people are going to feed the seagulls.
Yes.
They're going to do it.
Yes, they are.
And you know what? People are going to feed ducks. And
yep.
ducks want to be fed by humans, and humans want to feed ducks. And
so what's
wrong
the problem?
With that?
I say let them get together. I totally agree, Kayleen. And you're actually speaking of the Shrine of Female List.
That it's just this like stupid little town law that says you're going to get a $10 fine
yeah.
if you feed the ducks.
That's only if you
it's
get caught
so
feeding the ducks. You can still feed the ducks, just don't get caught.
Right.
All right, Kayleen. Hey, we're going to be putting you up on the Shrine of Female Listeners this weekend. So we're looking forward to that. And thank you for your call, as always.
All right.
800-259-9231. I want to get back into this Animal Liberation Front. Because I went to their website, Manwich.
Oh, boy.
And I figured, let's find out what these guys are all about, right? Here's what they are. Here is their credo. The Animal Liberation Front, ALF, carries out direct action against animal abuse. Ha!
Ha!
Carries out direct action against animal abuse in the form of rescuing animals and causing financial loss to animal exploiters, usually through the damage and destruction of property. Right there. First line.
Right there.
They are admitting to being... This group doesn't care whatsoever about private property.
No, they really don't care.
They don't believe in private property. Odds are good they're just a group of rabid socialists, because isn't it the socialist credo that, or one of the socialist
theft
tenets? Yeah, all property is theft.
Anyway, the statement by Prudhon.
The ALF's short-term aim is to save as many animals as possible and directly disrupt the practice of animal abuse. So when they took these dogs, is what we were talking about in the first segment, was they went into, it happened in New Zealand, there was a university that a farmer had donated his five or six dogs to, and the dogs were are terminally ill.
Yeah.
So the university... Well,
some of them.
The farmer didn't want to put his dogs down, so he donated them to the university in the hopes that the university could figure out a way to solve this problem, this disease that they have. And the ALF got word of it. They broke in, destroyed a bunch of files, and took the dogs away. Now, presumably, the dogs are in the possession of some Animal Liberation Front activist. Now, if their short-term aim is to save as many animals as possible... Doesn't that mean that they violated that short-term aim because basically they just sentenced these animals to a quicker death than they would have received at the university, right?
Absolutely. Or at least a chance. At the university, they had a chance. Now they don't.
Yeah, because I don't think that the ALF has the special test chemicals and the test treatments that they can administer to the dogs while they're in their possession.
Nope.
Anyway, the ALF claims their long-term aim is to end all animal suffering by forcing animal abuse companies...
By killing them all.
By forcing animal abuse companies out of business. Forcing animal abuse companies out of business. That's interesting terminology, Not just encouraging people to boycott their products, but to force them out of business?
Yeah, using crime to back up their methods.
They say it's a nonviolent campaign. Activists taking all precautions not to harm any animals. So they're not being violent towards the animals, but isn't it violent? I mean, I understand that if they're breaking into a laboratory in the middle of the night and there's nobody there, then they're not getting violent with any people. But can there be violence if you're busting locks and doors off their hinges and that sort of thing? Is that considered violence?
In my mind, it is.
Or does there have to be a victim?
Not to me, because the fact is, somebody worked for the money to pay for that stuff, and they're destroying it.
Because ALF actions are against the law, activists work anonymously, either in small groups or individually, and don't have any centralized organization or coordination, so they claim. The Animal Liberation Front consists of small, autonomous groups of people all over the world who carry out direct action according to the guidelines of the ALF. Any group of people who are vegetarians or vegans and who carry out actions according to ALF guidelines have the right to regard themselves as part of the ALF. So you have to be a vegetarian or a vegan in order to even be a part of the ALF.
Yes.
They don't want to see any harm whatsoever coming to any animals.
You know what gets me about that is, why do we have pointy teeth?
To tear at flesh.
Yes. That's why we have incisors.
That's why the eyes are
flesh.
In front of our heads, too, because we're predators.
It's a depth perception.
Right.
You don't see cows don't have their eyes in front of their heads. Sparrows don't have their eyes in front of their heads. Hawks do.
Don't get me wrong. I like a good salad. More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show and tell us what you think of the ALF. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of good stuff for you, including live streaming. The broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, it's, of course, totally free at freetalklive.com. Although, we might be having some trouble with the dial-up stream tonight. I'm not quite sure about that. We're going to look into it and see what's going on.
I think we've got it.
Okay. Okay, good. What else is up, Manwich?
Well, today, 750,000 people will celebrate their birthday, just like I told you they would last night.
That's right.
Well, now they are.
Right.
And tomorrow, same amount.
Okay.
So, if you know any of these people, it's a good time to send them flowers or a gift from 1-800-Flowers.
You know, flowers are just a great gift, I think, for everybody.
They are. And the really cool thing about 1-800-Flowers is you can send them anywhere in the world. So, if your mom's in Malaysia, and you're here in Louisiana,
right.
Well, you can send it to them.
That's right, at 1-800-Flowers.com.
Just like that.
Or you can actually call them.
Or you can go on the Internet.
As an added bonus, if you tell them that, if you actually have to give them a code.
Yes, FTL. Like Free Talk Live, FTL, right. Get you 10% off.
Right. So you can do that on the phone or on the website, 1-800-Flowers.com or 1-800-Flowers, 10% off your order. So,
and,
sweet deal.
Yeah, it's better than a birthday cake because it doesn't have any calories.
All right, let's go to the phones and do the fun. This is your show, Clayton in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Good evening.
Hey, what's up?
Now, I got a question for you guys. What about all these different foundations and groups bringing back the wolf?
The wolf?
Yes.
Oh, bringing it back.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What about them? I don't know about them.
Well, I mean, you guys were just talking about the people that were going to stop the violence against animals or whatever.
And yeah, like, these maniacs, they're called the Animal Liberation Front. They're a group of socialist whack jobs that has no respect for private property whatsoever.
Yeah, so they want to bring back the violent wolf. You know, I mean, mankind almost, you know, just basically eradicated it mm-hmm. for the simple fact that the wolf is violent.
It, you know, it can give some trouble to livestock. That's for sure.
Livestock, humans, children.
I don't think, it's blown out of proportion, wolf attacks on humans. That, you know, I don't think there's any documented cases in North America of a wolf attack on a human. Now, the Hansel and Gretel story.
Well,
not
probably because
cases.
They didn't live.
Well, it's because
documented.
People are scared, I would imagine.
Now, do you have a problem with them bringing back the wolf?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a carnivorous animal that will, I don't care what their science says, that nobody's been, no human's been attacked by a wolf, they will attack.
You know,
especially in large numbers.
It's all the more reason to carry a gun with you, I guess. But I think that what you need to understand, Clayton, is that at least I support full property rights. So if you own a big old piece of property and it's a big forest or something like that, or a place, I don't know, I guess wolves live in forests. if you own a big old piece of forest and you want to put some wolves on it, go right ahead. It's your property as long as there's a fence up on the outside.
People have been doing that with bison with quite a lot of success.
Oh, yeah, like Ted Turner.
Yeah,
or whatever.
He's got 1.5 million acres that he doesn't have to pay property taxes on.
Why is that?
Well, because he's bringing back the bison. You know, he gets this big tax relief.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, I got a big fat cat. I wonder if they'll give me a break on it, because my property tax is like $3,000 a year. I could really use it.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll donate my house to a fake 501c3 and just say it's an organization for the upkeep of my fat cat.
Yeah, right. So go ahead, bring back the wolves, but just bring them back on private property. And I don't think there's a problem with that. In fact, what we'd like to see happen is the government sell off all of its property, because the government owns a lot of land.
Well, this country was built and founded on the idea of private property.
Yeah. Yes, indeed it was, and we need to get back to it, because I think out west, the government owns something like at least a third of the land, if not more. So the government has historically been a terrible groundskeeper. The government Bureau of Land Management managers, they don't care about the land they take care of. It doesn't matter to them if the land is actually pristine when they leave their bureaucracy and they go retire and collect their pension. All that matters is that they're going to retire and collect their pension. There's no performance evaluation or anything like that. All they have to do is occupy that position for a number of years.
They don't have
to take care of the land.
It's not really fair to say they don't care. It's fair to say they're not incentivized.
They have no incentive to care.
Right.
And therefore, they don't care.
Maybe some of them really do care.
Okay.
But they're still, whether they care or not, they're not incentivized.
Yes. But real landowners
care about the bison. I don't do anything about it.
But real landowners do care about their property.
They are highly incentivized.
Right. They take care of their property. And if there are animals on their property, they take care of them as well.
Yeah, they're not going to drain the oil out of their car onto the front lawn, you know?
No, certainly not. Renters will do that. Yeah. Great call, Clayton. Thanks as always, man.
Yep. 800-259-9231.
Let's go to Dan in Alabama. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, Ian and Manwich. It's Dan in Alabama.
What's happening, man?
Thanks.
Oh, not much. I'm calling tonight to kind of vent. And it's about a couple of subjects you guys have been talking about on the past few shows. And basically, I'm getting pretty PO'd at two groups, and I can't decide which of the two I hate more.
Really?
And one group are the socialists.
Okay.
People that say we need to go and steal things from stores and de-brand everything. You guys were talking about the people in Spain that are part of that movement.
Right.
And the other group are the libertarian naysayers. And these are the people that will say that they philosophically agree with you, but God forbid you actually do something. These are the people that sit around and want to pile up information about the things that the government's doing, but all they want to do is talk about that information.
Yeah, they just want to talk about the information. They don't want to do anything about it.
The Libertarian Debate Club, if you will.
Right, and I guess they think that, you just keep telling people about it enough, and eventually people will come around, and we'll just see the government crumble from within.
Now, I have to say, I'm not a big libertarian activist. I do not go out and hold a sign up like my friend over here on the other microphone on tax day. I do not get out and do a bunch of stuff, but I care enough to have signed up for the Free State Project because it's the only solution that I can tell to our problem of gigantic government.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but at least you're doing something.
Right.
Well, you come on a talk show every night.
Yeah, I do that for my own dirty little ends.
Yeah.
But, I hate to say it, but the Republicans and the Democrats and all of the other statists out there, they're not just sitting around, sending out their statist information.
That's true. They're busy taking away freedoms.
We hope people are going to read about how great statism is and come around.
That's a great point.
That's not what they're doing. They're getting together and organizing, caucuses and doing things that are changing our country in the complete wrong direction.
You're absolutely right, Dan. In fact, this is something that has afflicted the libertarian movement for the longest time. You would go to a Libertarian Party meeting, for instance, and discover that there's four people there, and three of the four people are just sitting there debating about their libertarian politics, and nobody's doing anything in regards to getting something done. And it's really frustrating, and I totally agree with that. Dan, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Free Talk Live.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
At Genesis Radio, we are proud to bring you PC Security Shield. Spyware, viruses, and pop-up advertisements are out to annoy us and slow down our computers. PC Security Shield will prevent and eliminate these programs before they are allowed to disrupt your computer. We rely on PC Security Shield to protect our computers so that we can bring you, the listener, the programs you want to hear without interruption. Please log on to GCNLive.com and click on the PC Security Shield banner at the top of the page for a discount available only to our loyal listeners at GCN.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you have the bulletin board system. Thousands of posts, over 40,000 different posts for you to surf around through.
It's amazing, 40,000 posts.
Yeah, and over 770 users interacting on the site. So be sure you go and check it out. It's totally free at freetalklive.com. Just getting back to what Dan was talking about, he was kind of trying to decide whether or not he was more irritated by socialists or the libertarian do-nothings. And that's
it's a tough choice.
Well, the libertarian do-nothings are certainly frustrating because if you're a libertarian and you're trying to get stuff done, then these people will stand in your way. In fact, there are some people within the libertarian movement that suggest that some of these do-nothings are actually agent provocateurs. And I don't know if that's paranoia or not, but maybe it's the case in some cases. There are people that are, you know, these agent provocateurs literally trying to prevent libertarian groups from doing things.
Well, there's even a larger group of people that wouldn't call themselves libertarians, but are just for a smaller government.
Mm-hmm.
And these people aren't willing to do anything either, you know, except talk about smaller. Yeah, it'd be nice to have smaller.
Talk about it at parties and that sort of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there you have. And then they continue to vote for Republicans who just passed the fattest, most pork-filled budget you've ever seen this last year because it's all Republicans in there. It's Republican House, Republican Senate, Republican President. This is the party of small government? Sorry, you got me with that little trick before. I'm not going for it again.
Thank goodness that some people are waking up. And I know that on Free Talk Live we're helping some other people realize that it's all a big game, basically. The Republicans and Democrats are kind of two sides of the same team. They're just kind of two. It's one big team of thugs.
Yes.
And they just kind of bicker about what areas to steal the most from,
yeah.
Basically.
Sounds right to me.
They're like, one group says, let's go over here and steal from these people. No. Let's steal from these people. Okay. How about we steal some from them and some from them? Okay, cool. Let's pass some laws.
Yeah, and
that's how it works.
That's how the compromise works.
Yeah. And then more laws get passed on top of more
and taxes
laws.
Taxes really are theft.
Because
yes, they are. If you don't pay your taxes, Ian, what's going to happen?
They're going to come take it from me.
Yeah.
Or take my life.
They might send you a little letter first and
right.
try to scare the pants off of you so that
right.
you do pay your taxes. But then they're going to send the law to your house. And if you say, I haven't done anything wrong, I'm not going with you, officer, and you try to get away from him, well, as a matter of fact, you don't have to try to get away from him. He'll just take you down to the ground when you say, I'm not going with you, pal.
Maybe one of the reasons why Americans are so apathetic, which is what you were saying, these people that might believe in less government but won't even do anything about it. Well, maybe one of the reasons why is because, well, now we're more than twice as dependent on the federal government for basic needs compared to just 25 years ago. According to the Heritage Foundation, a startling conclusion of a new study by the Heritage Foundation, as reported by the Advocates for Self-Government, the 2005 Index of Dependency attempts to explore and quantify the degree of our dependence on government. It does this by examining five broad major categories of federal intervention: housing assistance, health care and welfare assistance, retirement income, post-secondary education subsidies, and rural and agricultural services. With a benchmark dependence score of 100 for the year 1980, American citizens' dependence on federal government assistance is now at 212.
Oh my gosh.
That's more than doubling in just 25 years. Furthermore, just since 2001, the level of government dependency has grown by 24%.
Where's it growing?
Well, the consequences of such dependency on government, I'm not sure if they actually outline this, kind of a summary. The consequences of such dependency on government are many and troubling. It increases the power of the state and weakens the power of private institutions like families, churches, and charities. It reduces individual initiative and charity. It increases taxes. It slows economic growth, creates vast impersonal bureaucracies. It tends to trap the poor in poverty, encourage and reward unproductive and destructive behavior, and discourage upward mobility. As Benjamin Franklin noted, quote, "The best way of doing good to the poor is not making them easy in poverty, but leading or driving them out of it."
Yeah, I'd have to say that's true.
And when he says making them easy in poverty, that means not paying them to stay poor. Which
I think
is what
the
welfare does.
I think the best thing is what churches do. They give food. Sometimes they'll give rent or mortgage assistance in very trying cases, but you have to go ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this monthly check for poor people? Bad idea.
Yeah.
And I think welfare for poor people is just as bad as welfare for corporations. Corporations are there to make money.
Yep.
And if they're not, well, they need to go away.
Well, and the
if a
way,
corporation dies, it's not the tragedy that if a human dies.
No, and the way corporations are supposed to make money in the free market is by satisfying their consumers, by
mm-hmm.
satisfying their clients, their customers, and getting them to come back and buy from them again in the future.
Sounds right.
If you can't satisfy your customers, then you deserve to go out of business. But corporate welfare basically screws up that whole process.
It does.
Corporate welfare says, well, if you can't quite satisfy your customers, don't worry. We'll tax them. We'll take their money at gunpoint and then just give it to you.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Even though you didn't earn it.
But we're taking our cut.
Yeah. The Heritage Study notes, quote, "The opposite of independence is dependence, which the American founders deplored following Blackstone's definition. Quote, dependence is very little else but an obligation to conform to the will or law of that superior person or state upon which the inferior depends." You basically are a serf then. Thomas Jefferson, as usual, was more to the point. Quote, dependence begets subservience and venality, suffocates the germ of virtue, and prepares fit tools for the designs of ambition. As the number of tax dependents grows, this, of course, creates a huge potential special interest group for bigger, even more intrusive government. Because, after all, who's going to vote against the Democrats and Republicans when they're cutting their paychecks?
Right.
Right? If you've got people on welfare, you've got a voter base. More coming back. This is your show. We need to put an end to welfare. And I'm not saying that means we should stop helping poor people. It just needs to be done voluntarily. This is your show, Free Talk Live. So take control.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. The live Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time for your calls. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And anything goes, whether it be a political issue, maybe even a personal problem. So far this hour, we've been talking about the Animal Liberation Front and socialists and do-nothing libertarians. And let's go to the phones to the fun. Let's talk to John in Little Rock. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, greetings from the Zionist Jewish Occupied Zone of Mexico.
Oh,
the Arkansas province.
It's John the Racist. What's happening?
That's right, black racist. The
yes.
World's first black racist.
The world's first? I don't know about that.
The world's first black racist.
I'm sure there's more than one of
them. He could be older than them, though.
Like I told you, I want to talk to y'all about the illegal immigration girlfriend.
Okay.
Tell us about girlfriends first.
I want to save this for the last.
Okay. All right.
Let me get this straight now.
Yeah.
Continue from last night. Y'all are strictly for open borders.
Yes, sir. Well, we're for freedom. See, we okay. want to get rid of the welfare state too.
All right. Now, check this out. You know, if illegals, Mexican nationals, whatever the hell you want to call them, come here and live here, and as I said last night, they're gonna bring their elderly parents with them too, or relatives. Uh-huh. Now, they're gonna get the special medical care on a tax dole.
Well, again, John, we need to end taxes. We need to get rid of welfare and replace it with voluntary alternatives, so therefore they wouldn't be able to get any tax dole help.
How about let's close the border first?
That's not going to work, John. It's easier to just get rid of government. It's easier to downsize D.C. and cut back.
John, they can't keep drugs out of their own prisons. How are we going to keep Mexicans from coming across the border?
Does the word barbed wire, 50 cal machine guns, and tons of diesel fuel.
Doesn't mean
they have those in prisons too. They don't keep the drugs out.
It doesn't mean anything, John. If you know anything about border patrol work, these guys are getting paid $30,000-$40,000 a year. And what ends up happening, even if you were to build a big old Great Wall of America down on the southern border with all the machine gun turrets that you could throw money at, you're going to find that the mafia is going to come in there. They're going to make a little deal with the Border Patrol, the agents at certain points. They're going to say, all right, we're going to bring an 18-wheeler through here from time to time, and it's going to be packed full of, maybe some immigrants or some marijuana or maybe both.
Well, in our state, we got pandering politicians like our governor, Mike Huckabee, and Dick Snyder, who will be a Vietnam vet. This guy won't even visit homeless people under the bridge. Mm-hmm. That's a homeless vet. But he loved pandering to them Hispanics, and he loved getting on top of the stage down in front of the amphitheater.
John, do you see what I'm saying? I understand you've got scummy politicians there, but do you see what I'm saying about how it doesn't matter how big the walls are, how many machine gun turrets you have, the Border Patrol will just get bought off, and then they'll just let people through. That's how it works today.
Y'all want the borders to be open. People bring in all kinds of diseases that was cured a long time ago.
Well, we can cure those diseases as they come through again.
The free market takes care of curing diseases. People in search of a profit will come up with vaccines and cures and all kinds of amazing medical devices.
I think that's just a big scare tactic, too.
It probably is.
I know is I can't find a job. All I am the street, living in a garbage can.
You're living in a garbage can, but you have a cell phone?
I'm on a payphone.
You're on a payphone. Oh, okay. How did you... Wait a minute. If you're living in a garbage can, how did you know to call our show?
Hey, I go to the library.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Now, you want to talk about girlfriends, right?
No, you clearly ain't got it. Let me see if I can explain this to you.
I want to talk about girlfriends, so you hold on, John.
We're going to hold you through, but we want to talk about girlfriends, John.
That's right. We've talked about immigration enough, because obviously we're not getting anywhere with you. 800-259-9231. This is your show. If you want to talk to John about immigration, maybe you could make a point that he would understand. More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you